This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Protesters riding in cars around Denver yesterday called for a pause in rent, among other things. Denverites Kevin Beatty reports.
Dozens of cars convened at a cafe to stage a protest caravan. They want rent to be suspended while work continues to be shut down for many people. Denver's stay-at-home order goes through May 8th. The protesters also demanded that empty housing be seized and given to people experiencing homelessness, and that people who are locked in immigration detention and jails for nonviolent offenses be released. Organizers said these demands are a response to a government that prioritizes the economy over workers. What was meant to be a long line of cars quickly became a series of many smaller caravans honking through the city. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Maintenance work on RTD's light rail network will delay some travel today. The agency says the overhead wire that powers the trains will be replaced, and that affects portions of the E, H, and R lines. Buses will pick up riders at affected stations, all of which are in southeast Denver. Officials say normal service should resume by tomorrow. RTD has also asked that all riders now wear face masks. And Denver has banned alcohol from its city parks until late July. Group sports and activities are still banned, as is the shared use of equipment like frisbees and footballs. In a statement, officials say the rules are intended to support Denver's local stay-at-home order. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.